Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Daniel Colon, C-O-L-O-N. According to the records provided, Daniel Colon was seen at City MD Urgent Care on 6/28/22. Appeared he reported right ankle complaints that began a few hours ago after he tripped at work the previous day. Period. He had swelling in the affected area that had since resolved, but he was unable to put full weight on it, and he was limping. Period. He had been treated at this facility about a month ago for a similar injury. Period. He had been taking ibuprofen with relief. Period. He was examined and had x-rays that questioned whether there was a distal lateral malleolus below the joint space fracture. Period. The radiologist did not see a fracture and was asked to reinterpret it. Period. Mr. Colon was placed in an air cast and a non-weight-bearing status. Period. Paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Gehrmann, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, on 7/1/22. Period. Mr. Colon reported he was having some foot pain before the event of 6/27/22 and was told he had plantar fasciitis. Period. He was then on a ship, comma, lost his footing, comma, fell and rolled his right ankle. Period. He was uncertain about the diagnosis given to him at City MD, although x-rays were taken. Period. Upon exam, there was mild swelling on the lateral aspect of his ankle. Period. He decreased range of motion about the ankle and had some tenderness to palpation. Period. Repeat x-rays were done to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Gehrmann rendered a diagnosis of acute right ankle sprain involving the ATFL and the CFL with some superimposed chronic plantar fasciitis. Period. He was going to go ahead with a compressive wrap and gradually wean from the ankle stirrup. Period. He was also referred for physical therapy. Period. This was initiated on 7/7/22. Period. It fell off on 7/29/22. Dr. Gehrmann explained he did not believe this was a surgical problem. Period. Mr. Colon inquired about an MRI, but Dr. Gehrmann did not think this would reveal anything to change treatment. Period. At most, an injection into the region of the plantar fascia and heel would be considered. Period. They were going to continue with physical therapy. Period. Dr. Gehrmann followed his progress over the next few months. Period. New paragraph. On 9/19/22, Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L, performed a physiatric neutral treatment evaluation. Period. He noted the claimant's course of treatment and occupational history. Period. An event occurred in May 2022 when he tripped over a tire cable and hobbled to his car. Period. The pain did ease with over-the-counter medicine and ice, but upon returning to work, he was not at 100%. Period. On 6/27/22, he was working as a lasher. But he fell into a hole that was 4 or 5 feet deep, landing on his right ankle, resulting in an inversion strain where he was carried off the ship. Period. He was then at a facility where he was x-rayed, resulting in possible fracture. Period. He had, in the interim, seen orthopedics. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Scholl opined his symptoms are consistent with chronic plantar fasciitis, period. He was glad Mr. Cologne was trying to do some exercise in the interim, period. He agreed with the treating physician concerning his diagnosis and treatment recommendation of ultrasound to the area in question over 5 visits, period. He would also advance Mr. Cologne to prescribe custom orthotics for his work boots specifically, period. If he went through a course of ultrasound treatment with or without immobilization and then remained symptomatic, he would advocate for an MRI of the right foot, period. Dr. Gehrman followed his progress through 10/26/22 for his 5th radio shock wave treatment for plantar fasciitis. He was ambulating with no limp. He had no swelling, deformity, or other abnormalities. He had tenderness, palpation about the plantar fascial insertion, period. He was going to have an additional 1 or 2 physical therapy visits after this procedure, period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement, period. Once he completed therapy, he could return back to work and see how he handles it. But there was nothing structurally wrong with his foot or ankle at that time, and he needs to try and decide as to whether or not he's able to return to work or has to think about some other type of employment if this is too painful for him. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 6/27/22, Daniel Cologne injured his right lower extremity at work. But this was superimposed upon a similar problem he had a month before. Period, was seen at CityMD, or x-rays showed questionable fracture. Period, however, the radiologist did not find this to be the case. Period, he was initiated on conservative care and then was treated by Dr. Gehrman orthopedically. Period, he repeated x-rays and referred Mr. Cologne for therapy. Period. His progress was followed, and as of 10/26/22, he was doing quite well. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for right ankle sprain / plantar fasciitis. That will be rated using the 6th edition. Period. And that is the end.